What? Now? Now?
Yes, Trollin.
Okay, alright. Greetings, United People of Earth, Americans, United States, us. I'm President Joe Biden, and welcome to my first edition of our Fireside Chats, where you send in questions and I answer them. These are all real questions submitted by you. Maybe not like you, but, you know, the next guy next to you. Yeah, they were either submitted at Jeff's live shows, on the road, when we were there, or done online with the clicky thingy and the mouse thing. So, here we go. So there's a teleprompter somewhere. Oh, there it is. It's right where I'm looking. So it looks like I'm actually looking at you, but I'm not. I'm reading stuff. I don't see you. I see the words. Okay, the first question is from Sarah Hodgson. Dear Mr. President, what techniques are you using to combat your memory challenges? Well, I have a really great list of ways to keep your memory sharp, and I'll read it to you just as soon as I remember where I put it. Ian, just says Ian. Ian, Nomad something or other. I don't know what the hell, I can't read it. Dear Mr. President, when's the last time you didn't get distracted by an ice cream truck? Well, you son of a... Squirrel! This is from Lance, a cosplay king. What the hell is... I don't know what that is, a cosplay. Anyway, dear Mr. President, if a chicken sandwich has chicken wings... Would it be a wing sandwich? You idiot, Lance. Chickens don't fly, so that means they don't have wings. Duh. Sheesh. And that moron has the right to vote. Next, from Starrula. There's two R's. Starrula. I don't know. Anyway, dear Mr. President, hi. I'm 50 and single. How do I find the man of my dreams? Yeah, you're 50? Yeah, keep dreaming, lady. Hang on, she's 50 and single? Ooh, can I take a whiff? Yeah, yeah. Smells like my sister. Okay, next question. Leonardo Amaya. Dear Mr. President, what's with the gas prices? Nothing. They're fine. They're great. So everything's good. The economy's zooming, and we're all doing just fine. However, if they are a little high, that's Russia's fault. Russia, Putin. Yeah, Putin did that. And a little Trump thrown in there, too. It's his fault. Yeah. Robert G-U. I don't know what that is. Dear Mr. President, how have you been dealing with accidental leaks? Well, it depends. This is from Stormy. I love names that are also adjectives. It's great. Okay. Dear Mr. President, what do you think the White House should be called instead of the White House? Unfortunately, it's now becoming a graduated care facility, but I'm fine. Seriously, just fine. I lose my way now and then, but that's what the guardrails are for. Teacher Mad has a question. All right. Dear Mr. President, could you pass a standardized test? Ah, come on. It's been years since I've had VD. From Brandy with two E's. Brandy E. Dear Mr. President, would you rather burn or drown? Oh, I think Hillary's had folks eliminated both ways. From Sarah, dear Mr. President, who smells the best? Easy, that's Nancy. She smells like mothballs. Unless she's recently hugged her husband, and then she smells like scotch and other women. From Ethan, thank you, Ethan. Dear Mr. President, at what point in your life did you decide you were going to spend the rest of it with another man's hand inside you? I guess when Obama first put me on his knee. Well, that's our first edition of Fireside Chats. I think that went well, didn't you? No? Do you even work here? I don't know. So if you like this, do that thing where you like and subscribe, and you can even comment, you know, because this we'll do some more here. And, can I go? I really, because I got to go. Yeah, be sure you hit the like. Seriously, because nobody likes me.